Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and today we are continuing a lesson about dealing with rude people. Yes, the title of the lesson is The Customer. And as you found out yesterday, we met Candace, who works at a convenience store. And as she was trying to ring up the customers waiting in line, a rude person pushes her way to the front of the line. She demands that Candace ring her up right away. Well, what is going to happen? We're going to continue our lesson to find out. And let's see if we can answer this question in today's lesson. The question is, what will Candace do? Should be easy enough to find an answer for. Well, open your magazine and let's begin.
The customer. Several thoughts raced through Candace's head. The easiest thing to do would be to just serve the woman. But that wouldn't be fair to the other customers. Why should she reward the woman's bad behavior? She didn't recognize the woman as anyone famous. I will not be intimidated, she thought to herself. Well, said the woman, I don't have all day. I'm sorry, miss, said Candace firmly. You need to wait your turn. You obviously don't know who I am, snapped the woman.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 recognize 这个动词 ,re 这个字首是指再一次 ,cogn 这个字根有知道或者是认识的意思。所以 recognize 是指认出或认识。例如 ,I didn't recognize the man as my high school teacher until he talked to me. 我没有认出这个人是我高中老师直到他跟我说话为止。recognize 也可以指认可或承认。例如If you can recognize your own weaknesses, then it's possible to change them. 如果你能够承认自己的缺点，就有可能改变。继续我们看的是 intimidate 这个动词。Intimidate 是指恐吓或威胁。例如 ,those bullies tried to intimidate Johnny, but it didn't work. 那些学校的恶霸试着威胁 Johnny, 但是并没有用。或者是 the workers were intimidated into accepting unreasonable wages. 这些工人被威胁接受不合理的工资。它的形容词是 intimidating, I-N-T-I-M-I-D-A-T-I-N-G. 例如 Hank looks intimidating, but actually he's very gentle. Hank 看起来很有威胁感，但其实是个非常温和的人。
Okay, so this lady is obviously pretty rude. I think Candace is doing a pretty good job. She's trying to stay calm.
She definitely is. And as I'm sure many of you probably know, sometimes it's really, really hard to stay calm when you're dealing with a very rude person, someone who's not very calm.
And has this ever happened to you before?When something happens that makes you a little bit anxious or worried and thoughts start racing through your head, that's just what happened with Candace in today's story. Several thoughts raced through Candace's head. So these thoughts, are they driving really quickly in a car or are they...
That's such a good question, Gabe. Yes, these thoughts are driving through someone's head like a car.
Yeah.
No. They're not driving through your head. They're just thoughts, things that you're thinking about. And usually when something, like a thought, races through your head, it's going very fast. And there's lots of them. But there aren't only thoughts that have to race through your head. Sometimes ideas race through your head as well.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now, when I think of this phrase, actually I think of things that might make me anxious or times when I am anxious. That's when thoughts race through my head. You might also say thoughts race through your mind, okay? So when am I anxious? Well, maybe before I give a speech, I'll be anxious about stuff. And thoughts will race through my head. I might think, how will the audience respond? Will they like my speech? Will I offend somebody with what I say? All of these different thoughts start racing through my head, Rebecca.
And oftentimes, those are thoughts you really shouldn't have to worry about and should not be thinking about. Well, anyway, right now, we're talking about Candace, and several thoughts raced through Candace's head. The easiest thing to do would be to just serve the woman. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't be fair to the other customers. Why should she reward the woman's bad behavior? And that's a great question. Why should she? I don't think she should.
No, and the next sentence is, she didn't recognize the woman as anyone famous. I just want to say here, even if the woman was famous, even if this were a famous person, Candace still shouldn't let the lady cut in line, right, Rebecca?
Right. The woman should still have to wait in line with all the other customers. Well, Candace says, I will not be intimidated, she thought to herself. Intimidated. If someone intimidates you, that means that they might be a little bit afraid of that person.
Well, yeah, when you are intimidated,
right,
then you might be a little bit scared of that person. If someone intimidates you, that means they scare you in some way. So she might be a little bit scared of this woman. She might be a little bit intimidated. That's why she tells herself not to be intimidated. Well, said the woman, I don't have all day.
I don't have all day. I like that phrase, so let's talk about it. Now, oftentimes, this is a phrase that we use when you're in a rush and you're feeling anxious and you want someone to do something for you right away. You might say, come on, let's go. I don't have all day.
I don't have all day. I need to go and catch a bus. I have to be somewhere right now. I don't have all day. Can you hurry up? Friends, as you can see, this phrase can sound a little bit rude, but don't be so rude. Be careful when you use this phrase, I don't have all day.
Great reminder. And of course, we see, I'm sorry, miss, said Candace firmly. You need to wait your turn. Way to go, Candace.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm sorry, miss. What kind of a word is miss?
I think the guys in the info cloud would like to talk about that.
Okay.
So let's go to the info cloud.
In English, the titles we use to address others are called honorifics. Here are some of the more common honorifics in use today.
The first is Mr., abbreviated as capital M-R. Mr., of course, is used to address men. Now, in America, boys are sometimes addressed as Mr., but only in formal situations, like in school, maybe. Mr. Lee, where is your homework?
Mr. is a variation of the word master. Okay, for women who are married, we use the honorific Mrs., abbreviated as capital M-R-S. For non-married women, there's the title Miss, capital M-I-S-S. Both Mrs. and Miss come from the old formal title Mistress.
Right. Now, if you meet a woman and you don't know if she is married or not, you can use the title Ms., written as capital M-S.
Ms. became popular in the 1970s when American women sought to establish an identity independent of their marital status.
Okay, today, Ms. is the most acceptable form of address for women. Now, less common, but no less a sign of the times, the gender-neutral title Mix, written as capital M-X. Now, that is being used to address people who don't identify themselves as either male or female.
我们今天来学英文的 honorifics 尊称 honorifics 最常用到的地方就是在写信的时候如果要表示某一位先生就要用 MR 一点这是 Mr. 的缩写像李先生就是 Mr. Lee 夫人或太太要用 MRS 一点读作 Mrs. 小姐呢要用 MISS 要注意后面不要打点另外MS 一点代表女士那这个缩写读作 Ms 是用在婚姻状况不明或不愿意表明婚姻状况的女性所以是未婚已婚妇女都适用的称呼那现在还有一个新的 honorific mix 它是用 MX 这个缩写这是为了不愿意表明性别的人士使用的这就是今天的 InfoCloud 我们下次云端见
Interesting. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Rebecca, how would you like to be called Mix Brittingham?
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to be called... Wait, Mix Brittingham?
Yeah, Mix, MX.
I don't want to be called Mix Brittingham, Gabe.
Why not?
That's so... No, of course not.
Oh, well, it's just a question about what title you prefer. So I guess you prefer Miss Brittingham.
I prefer Miss Brittingham or Ms. Brittingham. That's used...sometimes as well.
I see. Okay. Well, Miss is the title that Candace uses in our lesson. And this woman responds with, you obviously don't know who I am. And we see the word snapped again. So again, she's being a little bit rude. Well, we're going to find out who this lady is right after this. So stay
tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about a rude customer today in Candace's convenience store. This lady has pushed to the front of the line, which is already very rude, and she's talking in a very mean and rude way to Candace. She tells Candace, "You obviously don't know who I am," which makes me wonder, who is this lady? Is she all that important?Does she really deserve to cut in front of everybody else to get her things first? Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
The customer. No, I don't, answered Candace. I am the owner's daughter, said the woman. Wait on me immediately.Candace stared at her. Really? That's interesting, she replied. So am I. And my dad should be here any minute. Now it was the woman's turn to stare at Candace. Then she headed quickly for the door and disappeared. Candace watched her go, but turned around at an unfamiliar sound. The customers were giving her a round of applause.
OK, 继续我们看 stare 这个动词。stare 是指注视、凝视或者是瞪着眼睛看。特别是因为好奇或者是想要给对方威胁感。所以它是一个不及物动词所以后面要加介系词 at, 再加受词。例如 stop staring at me, you're making me nervous. 不要盯着我看你让我很紧张。另外一个也是指凝视或注视的字叫做 gaze, G-A-Z-E.这个动词也是指盯着看但是多半是因为觉得惊奇或羡慕例如 We stood on the beach gazing at the sunset 我们站立在海滩上凝视着夕阳所以我们看的是 applause 这个名词 applause 是指鼓掌或掌声注意它是一个不可数名词例如 When the winning team returned to their hometown they were greeted with thunderous applause当这支胜利的队伍返乡时迎接他们的是如雷般的掌声如果要说一阵掌声的话是用 round R-O-U-N-D 这个名词 例如 let's give them a round of applause, 让我们为他们鼓掌。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, right before the break, we read, "You obviously don't know who I am," snapped the woman. And here we read, Candace responds by saying, "No, I don't." And how does this woman respond to Candace's gentle answer?
I am the owner's daughter. Wait on me immediately.
Wait on me. Wait on me. Hold on.、
Yeah.
Gabe.
What?
You just said a great phrase. Let's talk about it.
Good.
Can you wait on me, please?
Yes, yes. Yes, Rebecca. That's good.、
Uh-huh.
That's good. I can wait on you. If I'm a server at a restaurant or clerk at a convenience store, yes, I can wait on you. That means I'm going to serve you.
Right. But can't you just wait on me anytime? Anytime I need something, can you just bring it to me?
Interesting. So I'm your butler now, Rebecca. I'm just going to wait on you and just be there for you whenever you need me, 24 hours a day.
Well, you know, that sounds great. Well, friends, this is a fun phrase for you to know. Fun phrase? It's a useful phrase, wait on me. Whenever you're at a restaurant, like Gabe already mentioned, and the server comes and brings you water or brings you your food or anything else you need, they are waiting on you.
That's right. Here, go ahead. I'm waiting on you. Take your water.
Oh, this is great.
Enjoy that, miss. It's not very clean. Okay.
So, of course not.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't want the water with ants.
Well, friends, let's continue. Let's move on here. Candace stared at this woman, right? Really? That's interesting. So am I. So this woman said she's the owner's daughter. Mm-hmm. Candace says that she is the owner's daughter. Rebecca, that must mean that they're sisters.
And it's so interesting because these sisters, they don't know each other. That's really interesting.
That's really odd. Yeah, you know, I don't think they're sisters, actually.
I don't think they're both the daughter of the owner. And I like what Candace says right here. So am I, and my dad should be here any minute. Now, how does that work? If somebody is going to arrive any minute, do you think she's actually sitting down looking at her watch any minute?
Well,
a minute goes by, another minute goes by,
yeah,
another
maybe,
minute goes by.
Maybe, but the idea is if someone is going to come any minute, that means they should be here any time. She doesn't know when. It could be in a few seconds or it could be in 10 minutes, but that person should be there soon.
Ooh, that's right. And let's say you're at the movie theater and you've just watched all of the previews. You could say the show or the movie is going to start any minute now.
All right, well, friends, we have one more phrase we'd like to take a look at the very end of the lesson. This lady is gone now, okay? The customers are giving Candace a round of applause. Yes, they're applauding for her. Clapping can be heard all throughout the convenience store.
I think everybody was very proud of the way Candace handled this very rude and difficult customer. Well, right now, it's time for us to check out what's going on in the FC Challenge.
Yes! Okay, it's time for the FC Challenge. Let's see who our contestants are. Tell us your English name.
Emily.
Emily, thanks for joining us. And what is your name?
Judy.
Judy, are you ladies excited about the SC Challenge?
Yes.
Yeah,
good. That's what we like to see. Okay, here you can see some of the words from today's lesson. Behavior, recognized, intimidated, and applause. Some of them are pretty big words. Friends, I know you will get these correct. Let's see what the sentences are. When you know the correct answer, raise your hand. All right, here we go. Students are blank by the scary new teacher at school. Yeah, I think I saw Judy's hand go up first. What is the correct answer?
Intimidated.
Okay, let's see. Intimidated. Students are intimidated by the scary new teacher at school. Yes, 1 point for Judy. Good, good, good. All right. Nobody blank the tall man. Maybe he's not from our town. Judy, do you know the answer again? Well, hold on a second. Say that to the microphone.
Recognize.
Nobody recognized the tall man. Maybe he's not from our town. Yes. 2 points for Judy. Emily, oh, yeah, you got this. You got this. Okay, this next one. All of the teachers think Jimmy is a sweet student and has good blank. He is a sweet student and has good... Do you know the answer, Emily?
Applause?
I would applause for Jimmy because he has good...
Behavior.
Because he has good behavior. That is the correct answer. All of the teachers think Jimmy is a sweet student and he has good behavior. Emily, do you have good behavior?
I think so.
In the daytime.
Hey, in the daytime. All right, we'll leave it at that. Friends, Judy is our winner for the day. Thank you so much, ladies. And we do have...
Okay, thank you.
This is an interesting prize. Wait, this is a Chinese New Year notebook because the Chinese New Year is coming up soon. So, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and we'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge. Bye-bye.
So, what happened yesterday with the rude customer?
Well, the woman didn't wait in line and snapped at me.
Right. And how did you respond to such bad behavior?
At first, I wanted to be rude back.
Which is easy to do. An eye for an eye.
But I remember you teaching me to be calm.
I've learned after many years, that's the best approach.
And that sometimes when people are angry...
They're not angry at you, but at something else.
Right. Because life can be hard.
So then, what happened?
I told her I would not be intimidated.
No need to be scared.
And that she needed to wait her turn.
Did she?
She told me that I obviously didn't know who she was.
Wait, was she someone famous?
She said she was the store owner's daughter.
Well, then she is famous.
But you're the store owner.
And you are my only daughter.
So I'm obviously famous.
Yeah, I'm really happy you remained calm.
I am too. The other customers gave me a round of applause for how I handled it.
I would have too. In fact...
All right, well, friends, I think the main thing to remember is don't be so rude.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.